Today from the Ohio Newsroom, using AI to preserve history.
Support comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. Support comes from Ohio CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Archives are deteriorating, and it's endangering historical documents across the country. One Ohio college believes artificial intelligence could be the key to saving them. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
The New Orleans Jazz Museum archives trace the history of the genre all the way back to the first jazz record ever made. The medley of trombone and piano comes across clear in this archived clip of Livery Stable Blues. But not every century-old artifact is as well-preserved. Newspaper clippings have creased, musical scores smudged, and old records warped.
And they're crumbling and they're disappearing and we're losing our history.
That's Catherine Elkins, humanities professor at Kenyon College in rural central Ohio. She says small institutions want to preserve these moments of history, but many can't afford the professional preservation equipment that ensures the archives survive. A small group of Kenyon students are building a tool they hope can change that, using artificial intelligence to digitize and even restore fragile artifacts with nothing more than a smartphone photo. The group's first meeting feels more like a startup than a lecture hall.
We're going to extract out latent metadata.
Instructor John Chun furiously fills up a whiteboard as questions fly and ideas bounce around the room.
I love it.
The team chose New Orleans jazz history as the test case for building their tool, in part because it's so complex. Some documents are in Creole and Cajun French, languages that artificial intelligence models don't have much digital data to train on.
Making our AI systems represent the full range of languages and communities and historical pasts is opening up these archives.
Because, Elkins says, the tool won't just stop at restoring dilapidated sheet music and jazz club posters. It will also allow AI to find connections across archives.
So in the past, archives would preserve each of these separately. You'd have the digital, the sound, and the video. Now we have these AI models that can deal with all of that together. So it's a complete game changer.
In Elkins' vision, what used to take researchers years to comb through would now just take minutes. They could trace how a melody traveled from a handwritten score in New Orleans to a recording years later in Chicago with just a couple keystrokes. Kenyon senior Adrian Mangine sees possibilities for museums all over the country.
There's been always such a divide between the STEM and the humanities, and I think like bridging that gap and thinking about these problems from so many different angles is one, now possible because of AI, and two, revolutionary.
The program wouldn't take humans out of the humanities entirely. Project assistant Hannah Sussman says input from jazz experts, for example, will constantly check the program's work.
It would be impossible to have AI just analyze it and just take that as kind of the truth.
She says the tool simply speeds up the tedious parts of archival work so that social researchers like herself can dig in deeper into collections across the country.
When you have students who are trained in the humanities and who are thinking critically about kind of both the data itself and then also the social implications of the data, how it's being used, that really allows AI to be used in the best possible ways.
Artificial intelligence makes the connections, but humans still get to decide what they mean. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Gambier.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.